Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Little Helper's Toddler Cookbook Healthy. Kid-friendly recipes to cook together by Heather Wish Staller is a family-focused cookbook designed to bring toddlers ages 1 to 4 into the kitchen in a safe, structured, and genuinely enjoyable way. Rather than treating cooking as a pretend activity, it presents real, approachable recipes that adults and toddlers can make together using accessible ingredients and straightforward methods. The book includes 40 kid-friendly recipes spanning breakfasts, snacks, meals, and treats, with examples often highlighted such as English muffin pizzas, chicken BLT skewers, and frozen watermelon pops. A key feature is its guidance on how to share tasks. Recipes clearly indicate which steps are toddler-appropriate and which should be handled by an adult, helping caregivers balance hands-on learning with safety. Beyond recipes, Staller includes practical support for parents and educators, including kitchen safety basics, teaching tips, and kid-friendly tool suggestions, plus space to record cooking memories as a keepsake. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a practical framework for cooking with toddlers ages 1 to 4. The book's central value lies in making the idea of cooking with very young children realistic. And realist toddlers are curious but unpredictable, so the cookbook treats participation as a skill that can be built through routine, clear expectations, and small wins. Instead of assuming children will follow complex directions, the recipes and guidance emphasize simple actions toddlers can succeed at, such as mixing, pouring with help, tearing leaves, or arranging ingredients. This approach supports caregivers who want to involve toddlers without turning cooking into a stressful, messy struggle. The book also aligns the cooking process with early childhood development. Toddlers learn through sensory play, repetition, and imitation, so involving them in safe kitchen tasks can reinforce confidence and independence. Staller writes from the perspective of someone who teaches children cooking, and that educator mindset shows in the way the book anticipates common hurdles like short attention spans and the need for quick resets. By offering an organized method for participation, the cookbook helps adults shift from simply feeding toddlers to inviting them into food preparation as a shared family activity. Secondly, clear safety boundaries and step labeling for adult versus toddler tasks. A defining feature of Little Helper's Toddler Cookbook is its emphasis on safety and role clarity. Cooking with toddlers requires more than cautionary notes. It requires a system that helps adults make fast decisions in the moment. The book supports this by separating toddler-safe actions from steps that require adult supervision, so caregivers can confidently invite help while keeping sharp tools, heat, and complex techniques in adult hands. This structure matters because many parents avoid toddler cooking due to fear of accidents or uncertainty about what is appropriate at each age. By embedding safety into the recipe experience, the book makes guidance actionable rather than theoretical. The opening sections include kitchen safety guidelines and suggestions for setting up a safe environment, reinforcing that preparation is part of success. The result is a cookbook that reads like an adult cookbook adapted for joint participation, rather than a simplified novelty book. For families, childcare providers, and educators, that clarity supports consistent routines and helps toddlers learn boundaries, such as waiting for the adult to handle cutting or anything involving the stove or oven. Thirdly, a curated set of 40 healthy, kid-friendly recipes with variety across the day. The book offers 40 recipes intended to be appealing to young eaters while still feeling like real food that adults want to serve. The selection spans breakfasts, snacks, meals, and desserts or treats, helping families integrate toddler cooking into daily life rather than limiting it to special occasions. The recipe examples commonly associated with the book, such as English muffin pizzas, chicken BLT skewers, and frozen watermelon pops, show the overall strategy familiar formats that children recognize, combined with straightforward preparation that allows toddler participation. This variety also supports different household needs, from quick weekday foods to playful options that can become family traditions. Review feedback often notes that the recipes are approachable and not overly simplistic, which can help parents avoid making separate food for kids. While some individual results may vary by kitchen and equipment, the overall set aims for accessible ingredients and manageable steps. For picky eaters, the cookbook's range gives multiple entry points, letting families try new foods through involvement and choice, rather than pressure at the table. Fourthly, teaching tips, tools, and setup guidance that reduce friction for caregivers. Little Helper's Toddler Cookbook does not assume that families already know how to teach a toddler in the kitchen. Alongside recipes, it includes instructional support that helps adults create a smoother experience, from choosing kid-friendly tools to building habits that reduce chaos. Suggestions about tools matter because the right equipment can turn a risky or frustrating task into a safe, satisfying one, for example using child-sized utensils, stable mixing bowls, or other toddler-appropriate helpers. The book also includes teaching guidance that recognizes caregiver constraints. Adults often need recipes that can be executed with interruptions, limited time, and variable toddler moods. By addressing these realities, the cookbook functions as both a recipe collection and a starter guide for building a cooking routine. This is especially useful for parents who want the benefits of toddler involvement but worry about mess, wasted ingredients, or tantrums. When the adult has a plan for setup, roles, and cleanup expectations, toddlers are more likely to stay engaged. The guidance helps transform cooking into a repeatable family practice rather than a one-off activity. Lastly, making the cookbook a family keepsake through memory recording. Beyond nutrition and skills, the book leans into the emotional value of cooking together by including space to record experiences. That feature reflects a realistic insight. Toddler cooking is often less about culinary perfection and more about creating positive associations with food, learning, and family connection. By encouraging families to note what they made and how it went, the cookbook becomes a record of early independence, first tastes, and shared routines. This element also has a practical side because parents can track which recipes worked well for their child, what substitutions they used, or which tasks their toddler enjoyed. Over time, those notes can guide future planning and make it easier to repeat successful meals. In a category where many children's cookbooks are used briefly and then discarded, a keepsake component helps the book stay relevant as a growing child progresses from simple tasks to more complex ones. It reinforces the idea that cooking is a long-term relationship, not a short-term project, and that the learning is as important as the final dish. In conclusion, Little Helper's Toddler Cookbook is best suited for parents, grandparents, and caregivers of toddlers ages 1 to 4 who want to turn kitchen time into a safe learning experience rather than a high-pressure attempt at perfect meals. It also fits educators in childcare settings that value practical life skills and sensory learning, since the book's structure supports predictable routines and clear adult-child roles. Readers gain concrete benefits, a set of approachable recipes, a repeatable method for involving toddlers, and safety guidance that reduces uncertainty about what young children can do. The emotional payoff is equally important, because shared cooking can build confidence, cooperation, and a more positive relationship with food, which may help families navigate picky phases with less conflict. What makes the book stand out in its category is that it reads like a real cookbook designed for cooking with kids, not a novelty collection with overly simplified directions. Its clear division of toddler versus adult steps, plus teaching tips and recommended tools, makes it practical in the moment. The added space for recording memories gives it lasting value as a family keepsake, distinguishing it from many comparable children's cookbooks. If you would like to support Heather Wischstaller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.